glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, the 9th of June. I'm WLUJ, Great News Media Operations Manager, Tim Nelson. Are you ready to change your plans with just a moment's notice? Most of us like to know to some extent what we're going to do and when. Good planning makes good sense, right? Have you ever heard it said, without a plan, you're planning to fail? What if we planned our day or our week or beyond, but since God wanting us to cancel those plans because he's got something that he wants us to do and to not wait any longer to do it? We'll talk about walking by faith today, and we have a special guest who will be a very regular guest in studio with us in the days and weeks to come. I'll tell you more right after we hear this on Mark and Friends.
You hear me when I call, you are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me.
I know who's
Mark and Friends from Great News Media. If you've listened to the program, especially on Thursday mornings over the past few months or so, you may remember Joyce Mankey, our office manager, always on the phone line because she works remotely down by the St. Louis area. And before that, she was in-house here at 600 West Mason Street at the WLUJ studios for 7 years or so. Isn't that right, Joyce?
Yes, that's right.
You can hear now that Joyce is in our studio in Springfield. And welcome back, Joyce. You're in the process of coming back to the Springfield area and be here with us every day. And we want to introduce you, and I'm excited to welcome you as the new WLUJ station manager officially as of June 1st. You've stopped by today, probably won't see you maybe for a week or two, but then you'll be in-house here Monday through Friday.
I'm excited to see what God is going to do and how he's going to use me. You know, it's exciting to be used by God, to be his servant. And so the move has been hard, though.
It's got to be a step of faith.
It's a big step of faith, and especially when you really don't, you can't see ahead, you know, what all is going to take place. But God said go, and so that's what we decided to do. We have bought a house here, and we've sold our house in Waterloo. And the move has been interesting and hard, but God has provided every step of the way, Tim.
It's got to feel like you're coming back home in a sense, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, I told my husband that today. I said, you know, I just feel like we're home again and that we'd been away for a while. We loved where we were, but coming back is seeing all my friends and relatives and listeners with WLUJ. It's just an exciting time for me, and I can't wait to get back into the office and hopefully see many of you as you possibly can stop in. So looking forward to that.
We'll hear more from Joyce, our new station manager at WLUJ, after we play a song for you. We want to give a word of encouragement today about walking by faith.
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design. In the lives of those who prove his faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight. By faith our fathers roamed the earth with the power of his promise in their hearts, of a holy city built by God. Where peace and justice reign. Be moved. and the power of the gospel shall prevail. For we know in Christ all things are possible for all who call upon His name. We will stand as children of promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, my soul's reward. Till the race is finished and the work is done, we'll walk by faith and not by sight.
It's Tim for Mark on the Thursday program of Mark and Friends with our new WLUJ station manager, Joyce Mankey. We're again excited to have you here, Joyce. I know it's got to be, and we talked about this a little bit in our last segment, it's a leap of faith to change your plans. And, you know, things, I'm sure, just like with all of us, are very comfortable at times. And you really sense God speaking to you about something He wants you to do, how He wants you to have faith and step out.
Yes, we, you know, this is not just a time when it just suddenly happened. My husband and I have been praying about this for a long time, because that tug in your heartbeat just never goes away when your heart is in the station or in the ministry that you're involved in. And so when we first started talking about moving back to Springfield, my first answer was no. You know, moving again, no, and moving back, no. And so, you know, it's kind of like, what would happen, you know, and how would all this come into play? And it reminded me of the African impala or the antelope. They're amazing creatures, and they can jump to a height of over 10 foot. They can cover a distance of greater than 30 foot, but yet they're kept inside of a zoo with an enclosure of a simple 3-foot wall. And the reason being is the fact that they can't see where their feet would land if they jump over that wall. And they have to be able to see. And so it's a leap of faith when you can go and not know where you're going to be, how it's all going to work out, and moving and finding places to go. And just to talk about going back, just, you know, I said, Lord, You have to work this out. And we've seen so many ways that God has shown us that it is what He wants us to do. We tried doing it on our own, and the doors were all closed when I thought I had a better plan of working maybe part-time or just coming back and forth. And God closed all of those doors, and He said, this is what I want you to do. And so we took that leap of faith, and I'm so glad we did. And you know, in Ephesians, that's been my Bible reading for the past week, is reading through the Ephesians, and it talks about, in chapter 6, above all else, you know, put on the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the spirit sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And so we have diligently been staying in the Word and trying to seek God's wisdom and leadership and will in everything that we've done, and we've seen amazing things happen as how He has opened doors and closed those that we actually tried to go through ourselves. So,
well, if you're familiar with our great news media publication, Prime Life Times, and you're in an area where there's a distribution center, be sure to pick up the latest Prime Life Times for this month, for the month of June. There's an article in there with our president and general manager of Great News Media introducing you to Joyce Mankey, WLUJ's station manager, and some of her background, and you'll just be blessed by that article. And by the way, if you want to pick up a copy of that and you're not in an area where you can physically grab one, just go online to primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or you can give me a call here, or Joyce here at the station at 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Tell us a little bit about your background before coming to LUJ. Were you in an office setting? Were you at a radio station before WLUJ? What's some of the background that God led you through to get here?
Well, you know, my background is kind of all over the place. I started out as a pastor's wife, and we were in full-time ministries when I was young. My first husband passed away at 36 years old, but at that time, I went to work for a bank and started out as a teller and moved up to bookkeeping, moved up to management and managing a branch office. And from there, I went to work for a chiropractor and managed a chiropractic office for several months and caught their bookkeeping up and learned how to do the many things the chiropractors do. And then the next 25 years, I was in insurance, managing an insurance agency with multiple insurance companies. And so it's varied, and all of that experience has really been a world of knowledge. It's like going to college for a lot of different things. And so I've always said I'm a jack of all trades but master of none. So
well, I it'll be so good to have you in house. You know, it's like the Bible talks about we're all part of the body. Some are doing this, some are the fingers, some are the feet. Just appreciate what I know about you and working alongside you, so to speak, from a distance. And I'm excited to have you in-house. And I think God's going to take us to some new places just because of your giftings and you being here. So thank you for answering God's call and getting out of your comfort zone as an example to me and maybe to others listening today. You know, if God has got something that he wants you to do today, and maybe you shouldn't wait any longer and let this be an encouragement to you, take it to him in prayer. Make sure you're in the Bible reading as he may speak to you about your situation. And Joyce, just appreciate you today. Welcome back to Springfield. And listener, be sure to stop by the WLUJ studios. If you're in the area or you get to the Springfield area, say hello to Joyce. Welcome her here. And, you know, she'd probably take cookies or some mellow cream donuts. I mean, just as a nice welcome gift, too. I'd help you with those, too. So welcome back, Joyce. Great to have you here and look forward to working with you side by side over the next weeks and months and however long God has us all here as a part of Great News Media and WLUJ in Springfield.
Thank you so much. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to being in the office.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fall. Whate'er I do, whate'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
Walking is just one step away from falling. That's why venturing out on two unsteady legs can be frightening to a very young child. Yet children keep at it until walking becomes second nature. Well, this is similar to learning to walk as a Christian. We put our faith into practice one step at a time. Pastor and author F.B. Meyer explains, we receive Jesus into our hearts by faith. In the same manner, we must live always and everywhere, receiving from Him by faith, grace upon grace, and allowing what He works into work out in all manner of godliness, tenderness, and Christ-likeness. This practice of looking to Jesus for grace in every circumstance of life tends to become more and more habitual. Paul urged believers to live by faith so they would become firmly established in their walk with Christ. That's from Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. We do that by focusing our thoughts on Him, what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do for us. We take a risk by depending completely on Him, obeying His commands, and putting His teaching into practice. Walking with Christ sometimes may be frightening, but it's the only way to make progress in our spiritual development. Here's the question for today. Are we walking with Him by faith?